Shareholders of Blue Sky Organics are wondering what's happened to their investments, saying the Vernon Soil and Fertilizer Company hasn't returned their calls in months. The business appears to have shut down without reimbursing the shareholders. The Morning Star spoke to three Blue Sky shareholders about the company and their investments. Two of them spoke on the condition of anonymity out of fear of retaliation. Aaron Kadrin, from Saskatchewan, invested what he called a substantial amount of money in Blue Sky around 2018, 4 years after the company was founded. They were really good for a lot of years, they were doing a lot of good things, and then it seems the last couple of years they got pretty flaky, he said. Kadrin said his point of contact with the company was owner and CEO Mary Horvatinchik. He hasn't heard from her in close to 6 months. I let a couple other shareholders know and they've been trying to call and text her. No one's gotten back to us, he said. He says he knows several other shareholders who have also been stonewalled by the company. Horvatinchik did not answer or respond to multiple calls from the Morning Star. Blue Sky Organics website has been taken down, and Kadrin says it's been down since at least December. Blue Sky still has a Facebook page, but it hasn't been active since March 2023. The company had a store on Cosmina Road, but it's no longer there. Blue Sky used to do business in the same building as Okanagan Garden Center, but Reese Jameson, with the Garden Center, said on Friday that the Blue Sky store has been shut down since the winter. Two other shareholders said they have received no response from the company regarding their investment status. One of them said he was sold an opportunity that was going to make money, and in October 2018 he bought 100,000 shares for $10,000. He said he's been asking the company questions about his investment for a few years and has never gotten a satisfactory answer. I think it's criminal, the shareholder said. At one point, an investor who encouraged the shareholder to buy shares told him he would be able to get his $10,000 back if I wanted out, but his efforts to redeem his shares have been fruitless, with numerous calls left unanswered. Another shareholder, from Alberta, told the Morning Star he purchased 400,000 shares and was told the company was supposed to go public years ago, because there were some deals made with Home Depot. He said he's tried to get a hold of the owners numerous times to no avail, adding he's considering filing a complaint with the Alberta Securities Commission. Blue Sky Organics was originally jointly owned by Horvatinchik and Matt Stromston, who were formerly in a romantic relationship. A 2023 BC Supreme Court decision ordered that Stromston be removed as an authorized signing officer of Blue Sky and forfeit control of the company. Justice Gary Wetherill called the shareholder dispute between Horvatinchik and Stromston a domestic relationship gone sour. According to the court documents, in 2020 Horvatinchik got a restraining order that prevented Stromston from attending Blue Sky's office, as well as her home. Stromston responded by filing a notice of civil claim in 2021 seeking shareholder oppression remedies and damages from being wrongfully dismissed from the company. Horvatinchik filed a counterclaim a month and a half later, and 2 days after that she sought an injunction preventing Stromston from accessing Blue Sky bank accounts and emails, and having virtually any other involvement with the company. The order declared Horvatinchik to be Blue Sky's sole operator to the plaintiff's exclusion, court documents state. Stromston fought the injunction. In the BC Supreme Court decision, Wetherill noted that Horvatinchik's lawyer had claimed Stromston was helping himself to money from the Blue Sky corporate bank account to pay for his personal credit card, but the judge said that in fact the credit card was largely used to cover corporate expenses which had been authorized by Horvatinchik. Wetherill allowed for Stromston to be removed as an authorized signing officer of Blue Sky and prevented him from transacting with or accessing any Blue Sky bank accounts, but set aside the rest of the injunction. The court case paints a picture of financial strife at the top of the Blue Sky ladder, and there are other indications of the company's possible insolvency. According to court documents, Blue Sky defaulted on roughly $12,600 in taxes in January 2025. In September 2023, Horizon Capital Corporation filed a petition against Horvatinchik, Stromston and the company seeking a declaration that their mortgage was in default, according to court records. Numerous other court filings name Blue Sky and its owners as defendants. In an interview with the Morning Star in 2021, Blue Sky said it was owned by Horvatinchik. Last year, Blue Sky was fined more than $24,000 for failing to comply with a WorkSafe BC order. It is unclear if Blue Sky has paid the fine. Blue Sky's soil products were catered for cannabis producers, and in 2021 the company took home the Best Growing Media Award at the Grow Up National Cannabis Awards.